You have your Bible, turn to Romans chapter 1. Romans chapter number 1, verse 16, the Bible says, "For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. For therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith. For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who hold the truth in unrighteousness, because that which may be known of God is manifest in them, for God hath showed it unto them. For the invisible things of Him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even His eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse." I can say tonight with Paul that I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. I'm glad, praise God, that one night, March 1976, I was begotten by the Word of God. That, praise God, it was the gospel. Praise the Lord, that come to where I was in a little church in a little pew about halfway back. The Holy Ghost of God got the deal on my heart. And I knew from a seven-year-old boy that I was lost and undone without God. My grandpa Massey told me, preached to my heart through the Spirit of the Holy Ghost, that they was a hell and a place to shun, that they was fire and brimstone, and it was an awful, awful place that no man needed to go. And I knew that, praise God, in the very fiber of my being. That became part of something that I knew down in my soul. But I'm glad, praise God, I wasn't ashamed of the gospel, Lord Jesus Christ, because it was that gospel that is preaching to my heart, and He's preaching, praise God, to our hearts, and He was a giving us. That's what God's doing tonight. He's giving us the gospel, praise God. I'm glad tonight. I believe every one of us can say that we're not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. Praise His holy name. I thank God for that word that He's manifest to us. Praise God that He puts in us, that goes before us, that helps us and encourages us. He holds us up, praise God, when nothing else will. I'm glad, praise God, He's a fine line in this world. And I want to say what it is the precious Word of God. It'll take you further, praise God, and anything we have in this world, it'll help you more than anything you'll get out of this world. It'll encourage you more, praise God. I'm glad it's the gospel of Jesus Christ this evening. That'll help our hearts. It'll take us, praise God, places that we never thought we could go. It'll lift us up higher than we ever thought we could climb. It'll take us further, praise God, than we ever thought we could possibly get to. But, Lord God, I'm glad it's the gospel of Christ. Amen. Amen. It's real tonight, young'uns. Praise God, I'm glad I'm not ashamed of it. It's the gospel of Lord Jesus Christ, of my Savior. It's the gospel of the one, praise God, died for me on the cross of Calvary. Amen, glory, hallelujah. But I'm glad it's the same gospel. Not only did He die for us, but He raised, He was raised magnificent. He was raised in righteous, praise God, so He could live for us as well. Amen. Amen. I believe tonight we've got a Savior in glory that's sitting at the right hand of the Father to make intercession for me and you. He's a mediator of one. I'm glad that's the way it is, because that's what the gospel said. I'm not ashamed of the gospel. If I was ashamed of the gospel, I'd be ashamed of my Savior. And my Bible says that if I'm ashamed of Him, He'll be ashamed of me. And I'm not ashamed of Him tonight. Praise God. I tell about Him. I tell who He is everywhere I go. I want people know that there's a God of heaven. Praise God, there's a gospel, and there's a God of the gospel. Praise God, it'll help our hearts. It'll take us places. Praise God, that's far exceeds expectation. Amen. Lord brings us to places. I'm not ashamed of the gospel because of Christ. It's a gospel of Christ. Amen. I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus because it's the gospel of Christ. It's the power of God. You realize, praise God, this blessed old book that we hold in our hands, that we sing about, and I hope we don't sing that lightly. This blessed old book that we hold in our hands. Could you imagine? This is the Word of God. Amen. I'm not ashamed of this old book. Amen. That book. Hey, praise God. It holds the roadmap to life. It holds the roadmap to righteousness. It holds the roadmap to salvation tonight in the Lord Jesus Christ. It's through Him and through the power of an Almighty God that it convicts our heart. It shows us where we're at. It shows us where we need to be. And shows us how to get there. Amen. Glory. Hallelujah. I'm glad I'm not ashamed of it because it speaks to me. It encourages me. It speaks to you and it encourages you. It shows you, praise God, just exactly how Almighty God is. It shows us our weakness. It shows us our frailty. Amen. We're not all that strong, but praise God, there's a God is. And He said, I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Lord Jesus Christ because God Almighty has given it to us, praise God. And it's a thing, it's got power. Amen. Glory. Hallelujah. Don't you let anybody ever tell you you're weak. Because praise God, when we're weak, that's when we're strong. And praise God, it's when we go down as far as we can go down and we get on our knees and we begin to look up. That's when the power of God manifests itself. Amen. Glory, hallelujah. Ain't you glad it's that way? Amen. You get so weak, so frail, so beside yourself, so caught up. Amen. All you can do is fall on your face before God. Amen. Sometimes we get to a place and we don't even know how to pray as we ought to. Amen. Have you ever been there? Don't even know which direction go. Don't know what place to pray, how to pray. But I'm glad, praise God, I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. It's the power of God. And it manifests itself in me. And it manifests itself in you. It shows us just how good and how great God is. Amen. Say tonight, we serve an Almighty God. Amen. An Almighty God. But He says, it's the power of God unto salvation. But you know who's the power of God unto salvation to? Everyone. Ain't you glad God never left nobody out? Everyone that believeth. I ask you a question. Now, church, do we believe this book? Yes, yes. Amen. Is this the Word of God? Amen. And we believe this word, praise God. He said, God gives us power. He said, I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to all who believe. Amen. Praise God. I'm glad, praise the Lord, it gets what got me in. Amen. It helped me to believe on Jesus Christ, my Savior. And He saved my soul, praise God, from the devil hell. He put my feet upon a firm foundation. It was the Lord Jesus Christ, praise God, that manifested Himself. He said to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Amen. A Gentile. He come to us, praise God, where we were. We couldn't get to Him. We were alienated and isolated from God. We were at enmity with God. We were the enemies of God. You was an enemy of God. I was an enemy of God. But pray God, God, come to where I was. Come to where you were. And He says, I love you. I love you and I want you to be with me. I want you to forsake your way and receive my way. And it's that gospel of Christ, praise God, that makes the difference. Amen. I'm afraid we've got away. There's so many that's got away from the Word of God. I mean, we try to stay with the book. Amen. But there's so many places that's got away from the Word of God. If we ain't careful, you get away from the Word of God, you'll get away from the God of the Word. Amen. We need to stay as close to Him as we can, even so the more, as you see the days approaching. We need to assemble ourselves together, praise God, unto Him. We need to pray and seek His face. He said, for therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith. You know how faith to faith works? That's a child of God. That's me and you. That's brothers and sisters in Christ going about God's business. Praise God, telling somebody else about the Lord Jesus Christ. Manifesting the goodness of God that lives and dwells down in your heart, praise God, to somebody else that they might believe also. Amen. I believe that's the way it's supposed to work. Amen. We're supposed to pray and seek God's face that He could be revealed. He says, written, the just shall live by faith. Amen. How do we live? Well, preacher, I try to do the best I can. That ain't what God said. Hello? And we should try to do the best we can. But we should try to do the best we can because we believe the book and we believe that the, praise God, do not be ashamed of the gospel because it's the power of God unto salvation. Take the word of God, praise God, and live upon the word, praise His holy name, and just believe upon it and trust in it, and through faith, praise God, walk with God. By faith. Amen. You say, preacher, I can't walk like I ought to, praise God. You can if you got faith. We get up every day and you say, Lord, I can't, but you can. I told you before, I get up every morning, I say, Lord, I've not done this, I've not done that, I've not done any bad things, I've not said anything bad, I've not defiled anything or myself, but poor Lord, I'm going to swing my feet out of this bed in a minute, and I need all the help I can get. You say, what are you talking about, preacher? I'm talking about faith. Faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, praise God, lifting up His name. I'm not ashamed of the gospel because it's the gospel that gives me faith, praise God. Where does faith come from? Faith comes from the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. It's power of God. Amen. A manifestation of power. I tell you, young folks, there's been a time we need power. It's right now. Day and hour we live. We need the power of God manifest in our hearts. Faith to live by. The just. Those that's justified. Just as if, praise God, we've come through the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, just as if we've never been old sinners, which we are. He says, for the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness. God don't like ungodliness. Amen. That's what is God ungodliness. That's that that's not God-like. Amen. Praise the Lord. He said, an unrighteous men who hold the truth in unrighteousness. Let me just say something. Hold the truth in unrighteousness. Do you realize today that there's a whole lot of people sitting in fundamental independent Bible-believing churches today that know what God says? Amen. They know what it says. And they believe. They say that they believe it, yet they go in ways that are not right. Amen. Get caught up in things going in the wrong way all the time. And God says we need to be careful, like He said, because the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who hold the truth in unrighteousness. In other words, they know to do right and we do wrong. Amen? You know what the Bible says right here? What does it say, church? It said that brings down the wrath of God. We wonder why we have so many trials and afflictions in this world. Because we know to do right and we don't. God's got to correct you. God's got to correct us. He's got to bring us back in line. Amen. And He will. Praise God. But I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ because it does it for me. Praise God. I say glory, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. What a Savior we have who loves us enough, praise God, to keep us in line with His Heavenly Father. He said, not my will but thine be done. Amen. We ought to be saying every day of our life, Lord, not my will, but thine be done. And Lord, say, well, do you really believe that? Yes, your Lord. Yes, Lord, through faith, Lord, I believe. Praise God. Okay, He says, okay. He takes that hand, reaches down, and pushes you over here and moves you over there. Blind you back up, praise God. Line us back up where we need to be. Amen. Because we're not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. It's that thing that keeps us straight. Amen. If you're not straight, if you get crooked, you'll get to having problems in your body. Amen? You'll get to having problems with your flesh. Amen? Praise God. That's why sometimes people go to chiropractors and they line them up. Amen? You know, if you don't stay lined up, praise God, you get to having difficulties. I got to having all kinds of difficulties one time. Amen. I couldn't figure out what it was. The chiropractor couldn't kind of figure out what it was. But he got to looking at me, trying to line me up. And what he found out was is when they replaced my right knee and put that artificial knee in, Brother Bill, I pray God, it was about a quarter of an inch longer than my knee on the left side. Amen. So you know what I'd been doing for a while? I'd been walking crooked. Amen. Sometimes if we ain't careful, we get the what? You say, well, preacher, what'd he do? Praise God. He gave me a thing wearing my shoe. It's quite, that's an 1/8-inch stick. He split the difference so that I wouldn't be walking crooked. He'll keep me straight. What God does sometimes, He comes alongside us, praise God, and He straightens us up. He won't let us walk in unrighteousness, praise God. He said He gives us the truth and it straightens us up. Amen. Amen. Puts us on right path, helps us to walk right. And then when you get to walking right, you get to talking right. You get to talking right, you get to acting right. You get to acting right, praise God, you get to looking right. Amen? Praise God, that old Gadarean this morning we preached about, praise God, he was, when Jesus got done with him, straightened him up, he was clothed in his right mind. Amen? Praise the Lord. He got over running around naked. Amen? It'd do a whole lot of good, church people good if they'd quit running around naked. Amen. Say amen on me. Amen. Put your clothes on. Praise the Lord. Nobody won't see all that. Amen. God, we get right with God. Amen. Praise God. God will dress us up. He'll clean us up. Praise God. He'll make us right. He'll make us walk right. Amen. The truth but he said he holds the truth. They hold the truth in unrighteousness. They know it, but they don't do it. How many of us know people today that they say, well, preacher, I know somebody, they go to church, they say they're Christian, but they just don't live right. I wonder how many other people see that. How many people see that in our lives? Amen. We go and we do and we act, but we don't live right. Amen. But if we believe, say, I'm not ashamed of the gospel, praise God, you say, Lord, help, take your gospel, take your word, and work on me. Amen. Bring me to a place, straighten me up, and help me to walk right. Amen. Because everybody said, did you realize your children, your grandchildren, praise, that everybody sees us. It's been said before in this church that when you get up in the morning and on Sunday morning, put your Bible on your arm, go get in your car, your neighbor's watching you. Amen. Your neighbors is watching you. They see that. Sunday evening, you put your Bible on your arm, you load up the young ones, you get in the car and you go to church, your neighbors is watching you. Amen. Praise the Lord. One day, praise God, you go up and say, hey, listen, said, going up to church in the morning, why don't you go with me? And they said, well, you know, I've been thinking, I wonder what you got up there that you keep going up there to get. They said, praise God, you ought to go with me and I'll show you. Hey, some things up there that's good. Praise the Lord. There's some people up there that love the Lord. There's some people up there that love you. I know Jesus will. And he'd like to see you down at God's house. Amen. Praise God. When we live in truth and in righteousness, praise God, it makes the difference. But the Lord said, because that which may be known of God is manifest in them. Hello. Now I want you to think about that. That may be known of God is manifest not only to you. Hello? But it's manifest in you. When God, the gospel, Lord Jesus Christ, praise God, is the power of God to salvation. God said, I take this gospel, I take the word of God. He said, and through power, I plant that in you, praise the Lord. Amen. In other words, he says, I don't just aim at your head. He said, I aim at your heart. And he said, the gospel goes down into your heart, praise God. And it's a heart that makes the difference. Amen. And I was showing Samantha a picture that Mia had drew. And she was studying some things about how your body works. And she had drew a heart. And it had the little valves, arteries, they coming out of the heart. And in the middle of that heart, she drew a heart like we would, you know, for Valentine's or something. Amen? Praise the Lord. And in that little heart, she put love. And I said, glory, hallelujah, praise God. For out of the mouth of babes comes perfect praise. Amen. We see, praise God, what God does, amen, because he loves us, he helps us to love someone else. And he says what God does, praise God, said he manifests in us, he takes it from our head, puts it in our heart, so that we can love others like he loves us. Amen, praise God. The power of persuasion that God has. Amen. He said, because that which is known of God is manifest in them, for God has showed it unto them. How did he show it? How did we know that we should love one another? How did God show that? He showed us in the gospel. He showed us Jesus Christ. He showed us his Son, praise God, who came to this world and showed us how to love one another. Amen? Praise God. God hath showed it unto them. Not that he will show it. God hath showed it. He showed it, praise God, from the foundation of the world, that God loves us. And he cares for us. But he goes on, he says, for the invisible things of him that from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made. Even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. But God said when he looks at it, he said they're going to see the power of God, because the power of God, he said, I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation. I pray to everyone who believes, the Jew first, also to the Greek. He said, that's what makes the difference in her life. He said, the invisible things of God that we can't see in the world is manifest in the hearts of men and women and boys and girls, so that they know that there's a God in heaven and that he loves them and he's there to help them. Praise God. And we see it manifest in Jesus Christ, our Savior. Praise God. When he come to this old world for an old stinking low, sorry, no account sinner like you and me, and he loved us anyway, Brother Jeff, and he come down to where we was. We couldn't get to him because we were too vile and too filthy. But praise God, I'm glad that my Savior come to me. My Savior come to you. Come to where we was. Praise his holy name. Lived in a perfect, glorified body. Never done anything. Never was defiled. Never done anything sinful in his life. Never done anything deserving of a crucifixion. Never done anything deserving of death. But praise God, he come to this world for you and me. I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, because he come up from heaven to glory, from glory to earth for me and you. Amen. He come and walked in this old world. He grew up in it. He served as a perfect example, amen, of who God would have us to be. Amen. Jesus Christ is a perfect example. You say, preacher, I don't know how we're to be. Just read the book, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Amen. Get the book of John and read through it. Pray God, that book of love. Amen. Look at the Lord Jesus Christ, and every time you look at it, look at yourself and say, am I like that? Amen. Jesus loves us, praise God. He loved us and he died for us on the cross of Calvary. Listen to me, church, tonight. I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation. It's what God has said, because we believe our Lord Jesus Christ and the blood he shed on Calvary. It's the blood of Christ that cleanses us from our sins, that makes us pure and white and holy, praise God, gives us an opportunity to walk in righteousness before a holy God, because we can be righteous because he is righteous. We can be holy because he is holy. I want to say, God never asked you. God never tell you to do something that he wouldn't help you to do. But through the blood of Lord Jesus Christ, praise God, when the devil comes along and he assails you and he tries to push you out of the way, when he tries to push you off track, just look at him between pink and pale and say, I plead the blood of Jesus. Praise his holy name. The blood of Jesus Christ cleanses us from all sins. Amen. Does anybody know what I'm talking about? The blood, praise God. I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ, because it is the power of God unto salvation, because the blood of Jesus Christ. If he hadn't shed his blood, there'd been no Savior. I heard a fellow on the radio the other day preaching, supposed to be preaching. Let me take that back. He was talking, and he said, Jesus could have saved us if he hadn't shed his blood. I said, what kind of hypocrite is that? What a lying prophet. You know, the Bible said in the last days there'd be lying prophets. Amen? Just like it was in the Bible, there's lying prophets. He said, yeah, I said, humanity could have been saved even without the shedding of the blood. And I was screaming at the radio, liar, liar, liar. Amen. It took the shedding of the blood of the Lamb of God. Goats and rams, cows and things could not satisfy the wrath of God. But I want to say glory, hallelujah. Thank God for the gospel of Lord Jesus Christ. Praise his holy name. His blood, praise God, that saves us from our sins. Amen. Thank God. I tell you, young'uns, when the devil assails us, just get the plea, shut your eyes and just start pleading the blood. Amen. As that old Jewish rabbi would say, glory, hallelujah, if you shut your eyes and get doing that, next thing you know, you'll feel the bumps of the goose. Amen. Praise His holy name. You'll get the feeling something down. Your hair, the hair will start standing up on the back of your neck. There'll be a feeling go through you. Praise God. You know what that is? That's the power of the Holy Ghost. Praise God. It's the gospel, Lord, working in your life and mine. It's a showing us the error of our ways and the goodness of His way. Our unrighteousness, praise God, and His perfect righteousness. I praise His holy name. It's that speaks to our heart and pushes us, praise God, in the direction of God. Praise the Lord, so we can get close enough where He can reach out and grab us, pull us unto Himself and love us up and let us know just how much He loves us. Amen. I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. Are you? Amen. For it is the power of God unto salvation. You know why? Why it is? Because it brings us out of that ungodliness and unrighteousness. We know it's because of this blessed old King James Bible that we carry. Amen. I hope we do more than carry it. I hope we read it. But it's because of this blessed old book that we have the power of God. And God, pray God, through it, it offers us salvation. I pray God, only God Almighty can offer you salvation. And the only way to get salvation is in the blood of the Lamb. Amen. That perfect, sinless sacrifice. I pray God, listen, when they offered up the Lamb, the priest would take that little lamb and they would offer it up. They'd have to set that thing aside for 7 days. And they'd have to watch it. And they'd have to make sure that there was no spot and there was no blemish. That's why they had those swaddling cloths up there where Jesus was born. Glory, hallelujah. When them little baby lambs come out, Brother Jeff, they would take those swaddling cloths and they'd wrap them up. Praise God, so they could keep them safe. That's so they could keep them clean. That's so they keep them without harm. That's so they could keep them out, keep them pure. What do you think Jesus did? I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. It is the power of God unto salvation. And to keep me wrapped up and keep me pure and keep me safe and keep me from harm. Amen. Man, does anybody know what I'm talking about tonight? Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. It's the power of God. Amen. I'm not ashamed. The gospel of Christ does lots of things for us. It points us to the Savior that died on Calvary. Amen. So many years ago, Jesus died. You know, Jesus died on Calvary. Amen. Praise God. They was a looking. The old prophets was a looking for a Savior. Amen. It amazed me. I was a reading today, this morning, to study before I come to church. Amen. I was a thinking about this. How God Almighty, amen, had set this thing up. How He had told the old prophets down through time. And He told them in Micah. He said, Bethlehem, Ephrathah. That's where it'd be. They'd be a lamb, a spotless lamb, a Messiah of God. Amen. But then I read over there in them old Pharisees, even talking to Nicodemus, and they said, is anything promised out of Galilee? There's nothing ever been promised come out of Galilee. Amen. They didn't even realize, praise God, the Lord Jesus Christ, He's born in Bethlehem, Ephrathah. He was a promised Messiah. He was a promise of God. He was a promise of hope. And God said, praise God, He said, we need to believe the gospel, Lord Jesus Christ, could power God unto salvation. To everyone that believes, praise the Lord, I believe that He's raised, that Jesus was born in Bethlehem. Praise God, grew up, come out of there, praise God. They tried to kill Him. They tried to pray. The devil hated Him from the beginning. But glory, hallelujah, I'm glad God loved His only begotten Son. Praise His holy name. And He lifted Him up, praise God. He walked with Him day by day. Jesus kept His focus on His heavenly Father. Father, glory be to God. He said, not my will but thine be done. Walked with Him all the days of His life. Hung on a cross of Calvary between heaven and earth for you and me, praise God, until it was finished. Amen. Finished. The work of salvation. Amen. Praise God. Appease the wrath of God. Amen. But He said the unrighteousness of man, it won't go without excuse. They can't. They'll stand without excuse for their unrighteousness, because we have, amen. We have the gospel, Lord Jesus Christ. We have it in the volume of the book. He said, "It's written of me," and we have that tonight. And we can take it and apply it to our hearts and draw closer to Him day by day. Amen. And ask Him to draw closer to us day by day. Pleading the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, it's by the blood. There's no other way. Amen. There's no other way to be saved than through the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Trusting what He did for us on Calvary. And Paul said, I'm not ashamed of the gospel. Are you ashamed of the gospel tonight? It is the power of God unto salvation. Praise God, I'm glad at that. Amen. I'm glad that's what brought me out. It was a little old preacher in a little old church. Praise God, in a little old town. Praise the Lord. On a Wednesday night in a little old revival meeting. Amen. Praise God, the gospel of God got a hold of my little heart, showed me I was a sinner, I knew I was a sinner and needed to be saved. Praise God, didn't know how. But the Lord Jesus Christ, praise God, through the gospel, He pointed me to Him. And He said, it was that God that night, that God was raising His hand. He said, here I am. Pick me. Choose me. Amen. I was in that room full of a whole lot of people. There's a whole lot of young'uns there. I told you before, I didn't know my buddy invited us to go with him, but I didn't realize that they was at the end of the week, there's going to be a prize for the one that brought the most people with them that week. And so me and two or three others going with him, praise God. But nobody knew, praise God, but God, that something was going to get a hold of me. Amen. Something was going to get a hold of me. And he said, it's the gospel of Lord Jesus Christ. I'm not ashamed of it. I praise God all the time, but that gospel got a hold of me. Amen. Amen. A little old preacher step I'll never forget in all my life. He said, listen. He said, you may believe that you're going to have to die and go to hell, but he said, I want to tell you tonight that Jesus loves you. And I, honest to goodness, Brother Chris, I believe he was pointing right at me. I believe the Holy Ghost of God was pointing right at me. He said, Jesus loves you, and He wants to save you tonight. I said, oh my goodness, I'm rotten and no account. Papa done told me I was. Amen. Hung me out over hell, showed me how awful a place and where I'd be going. But praise God, that little old preacher at night, Papa just set me up to be saved. That little old preacher said, son, you don't have to go to hell because Jesus loves you and He died for you. You know what it was? The Holy Ghost of God run up my spine and He said, it's the blood that was shed for you on Calvary. Amen. Glory, hallelujah. And I remember I come out of there that night. Praise God, I went to old fashioned altar and I said, Lord, I know I'm an old sinner. He said, preacher, you wasn't but 14-year-old. How do you know you? I prayed, God, I knowed I was a sinner. And I knowed I needed to be saved. And I said, Lord, would you please forgive me? That little preacher, he said something to me. I don't remember what he said. And I said, Lord, I need to be saved. I know I'm an old sinner. Lord, I know I'm sorry, no account. I didn't really know what to say. I said, Lord, I'm a sinner. I think I said it over and over and over again. But I remember saying, Lord, would you please forgive me? Amen. Putting all my faith and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm not ashamed of that gospel. Because that's what got me on that Wednesday night, 1976. The gospel, Lord Jesus Christ, praise God. And that's what kept me on the right path. God showed me, praise God, in His Word. And He said, don't hold the truth in unrighteousness. But praise God, I try to hold the truth in righteousness. Amen. What do you mean? And we need to try to have holy living. Live circumspectly with Him. As we walk with Him, praise God, and He with us. Praise His holy name. In them. He said, God hath manifest in them. Amen. Let us know. It's in us. Is it in you tonight? Is the gospel in you tonight? That you know the Lord Jesus Christ and you know Him in your heart. You have Him in your life. Is He the biggest part of who we are? Is He that driving force of our life that keeps us straight? Amen. Let me tell you something. Jesus is the best chiropractor you have for your spiritual life. He'll keep all those kinks out of you and keep you straight. Amen. Help you walk circumspectly. Help you stay on course. Help you be a light in the darkness. We're living in some dark times. I've had several people ask me this week, tell me this week. The preacher said, I know this thing's about over. All this stuff are going on. He said, you know, I said, yeah. I said, the Bible said there'd be wars and rumors of wars and all these things. And I said, he said, we need to be ready. He said, preacher, I'd like to go. I'd like the Lord to come back. But he said, preacher, I've got loved ones. I've got friends. I've got family that need to be saved. Several people have told me that this week. I said, well, I do too. Got people that's out of the will of God, people that's not right with God, need to be saved. Amen? But what we got to be is not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. Just tell people about the love of God. For it is the power of God unto salvation. Praise God. Give them Jesus. Amen. Let them know that Jesus died for their sins, that He shed His blood. Amen. For them. He died for them on Calvary so that they could live for Him in glory. Amen. He sat at the right hand of the Father to make intercession, to intercede on our behalf before God the Father. Amen.